that's the way I got away. I went down there. Oh, went outside the hill. So I got back. Got away from it. Only kept my heat on.
I just remember I was farming on this team together. They tell you I did that rock off of that place in 1910.
She was a nurse?
Yeah. I don't know what her name was. She told me I did that rock off of that place
in 1910. We're talking about that. Barn and everything like that, various buildings and so forth on the farm. What did you call the place maybe outside the barn where you let the cows and all walk around?
Lot.
The barn and everything like that. And what about where you would let them out to graze?
The
buildings and
the
horses.
The pasture.
Yes. What did you call the place maybe outside the barn where you let the cows? What about with corn go? We'd go out there.
Oh, you corn, the corn field.
And
the basket.
Did you ever raise any cotton or anything like that?
No, we didn't raise cotton here. We planted cotton here one time, and we didn't try to look. And they didn't try that for a little while.
Did you ever see them doing that work?
We didn't raise cotton. No, I don't work with cotton.
What kind of fences did y'all have up on the farm?
Rail.
Were they
kind of
zigzag?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that didn't even stand up. They had them zigzag to it. Stand up by an old timer.
Kind of zigzag?
Down there on the street and all along that road. That didn't even stand up. I said, if you drive into the country and smell some yeast-spit rail and some new cap-in ground, people used to spend cattle on there, and you got there, they said, land, you know, pine rail, land, not on pine roots and sour, and
some new
cows on now. All meat generated has to be smelled. You smell it. You smell it. You ain't not on it, brother. He said, well, said, you know, it's been a many years since I've grown it. It's like that. So I believe I've been on it. Like it's spit right up. Long when the trees were in bloom, it was the pine trees. That was a mighty long. Oh, it get half full up. And dust I guess from the pine bloom, we get the half full of it.
That was a mighty long.
But the odor from the sour chapel was not.
Did you ever have to put up any fences like that?
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell me about the work you had to do?
Oh, yeah. We used to, the bottom of the fence, they put a log there. We called that a worm bowl. For the worms, they'd eat that log up. Oh, but it's a big log. Then we'd start the other rails on top of that. Lay those rails.
We called that a worm bowl
there. And a standard fence used to be for a state-divided fence. It'd be 10 rails, and then by the corner of it, they put two pieces across like that, and it would lock that corner as you come in at night. Then on top of that, we'd lay one, that was called stakes. And this other rider, it would be, that would put it up 18 inches or more above the top rail.